Today on Real Life Radio.
If you believe in a living, true, eternal God, he doesn't sit idle. And no nation on earth has been as blessed as this nation. We owed him our thanks and praise and our obedience. We have failed him as a nation. And it's time now, as the prophet said, to reap the whirlwind. That doesn't have to be true for you personally.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. We all know that life is full of noise. The TV is on with news you often can't trust, dishes are clanging in the kitchen, and blaring sounds of rush hour traffic whiz by. It's enough to make your head spin, really, but it doesn't always have to be that way. We have special programming that can really soften the day's hectic pace. It's our Real Life Network. It's designed to give you relevant, life-changing programming for the whole family that you really can trust. Titles like Ignite Your Life by Barry McGuire, Washington Watch by Tony Perkins, Happening Now with Pastor Jack, and Star-Spangled Adventures for the Little Patriots. You can relax and enjoy entertainment for the whole family. The Real Life Network, it's available on your favorite device anytime, anywhere, so don't miss a moment that really can enrich your life with shows that inspire instead of wear you down. Sign up today for free at reallifenetwork.com. That's reallifenetwork.com. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continues his series called Futures with a message titled, What We Know for Sure, Part 1. Now, this series is a study in what the Bible says about heaven, about the future, and why it really matters in our lives today. You see, the Bible delivers the promise of things to come. With great confidence and peace, the followers of Christ can take comfort in Bible prophecy. Global news has overwhelming indicators that Jesus is returning soon, and we need to get ready. So today, Pastor Jack teaches us that in the United States, Christianity is declining at a rapid pace. There's really no data to explain why it's happening. We just need to stay strong in the faith and don't let it happen to us. Now with his message called What We Know For Sure, Part 1, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
The Bible says there, and Jesus said to them, this is his disciples, Samaria, many of us have been to Samaria. It's not the safest place to be at today. It's under Palestinian rule. It's beautiful, though, the region, the topography. So Jesus is walking along with his disciples, and it's time for them to eat. And so the disciples go off to buy food, and Jesus just stays there by himself. And the Bible tells us that a woman came from the city to get water in the middle of the day. So what does the Bible say that? I don't know if you guys know this or not. Respectable women got water in the early morning. If you were a prostitute, a hooker, or just didn't have a good reputation, you had to go in the middle of the day when it was hot and you were not seen with other women. The other women would not have you be seen with them. So this woman coming, she has a reputation. And Jesus says to his disciples, after this amazing event, because this is where he says to her that, I have water to give you that if you knew, you'd be asking me for water. Because it's kind of I don't want to get off this, but it's kind of a cute moment. Jesus is standing there and she comes by and she has her pot. And he says, can you give me a drink? Now, that's a shocker, because Jews are not allowed to talk to Samaritans. But Jesus was first God before he was a Jew. And so he says, can you give me a drink? And she said, if you knew. And obviously, I'm paraphrasing right now. She said, why do you ask me for a drink? You're a Jew. And Jesus says, well, the truth is, in response to your question regarding worshiping God, if you knew who you were speaking to right now, you would ask me for a drink. And he makes mention to her, why don't you go get your husband? And she goes, I don't have a husband. And he says, oh, you're correct, you don't. You've had four or five husbands, I forget the number, and the man you're living with right now is not your husband. And she just went, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. And she takes off and she goes and tells the Samaritan citizens, I found the Messiah. And so they all came out. The interesting thing about Samaritans is that they really, really maintained and wore white robes. So Jesus says to his disciples, they've come back and they're going, what's going on? And look what Jesus says to them. He says, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do not say there are still 4 months and then the harvest comes. They're 4 months away from harvest. It wasn't the season for farming. So they're like, what? Jesus says, behold, I say to you, look. The word behold is look. So it's an active. Are you with me, everybody? Yes. Look, you guys. Look, you 12. I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white unto harvest. He gets them to look at Samaria that's located up on the hill. The well is down below. The citizens are walking out because this woman said, I found the Messiah. And they all came and Jesus said, look at them coming. This is what paraphrase. Look at them coming. See all that white? I know it's still 4 months away before harvest. You're thinking earthly thoughts, guys. Look at that. Get out your nets. These people want to be saved. Look at them coming. He's saying that today. This is what's happening now. Never in the history of Calvary Chapel, never in our history for sure, have we ever had a Saturday morning where you baptize over 1,000 people. What's going on? It's not us and it's not anything that we've planned. We're a bunch of bumbling followers of Jesus. It's that he's moving. God is moving and he's moving in the earth. And can you not sense a great race, as it were? There's a great race of evil and there's a great race, and don't you sense it? We got to hurry up. Listen, I don't have any promise as to how long I'll be able to keep preaching. And I hope I'm sensitive to the Spirit enough for Jack to say, or for him to say to Jack, you know what? The fields are wide under harvest. Forget about Sundays. Do Sundays and do Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesday, Thursday, Fridays. Get out there. The fields are wide. People around you need Christ. All of those that you live with and work with, they need Jesus. Remarkable. Number two, if all eyes, number one, are on God, number two is this, is the fact that I believe it's clear now that all eyes are off America. Off of America. And I believe this has to be. I'm not sure, but if there's ever been a time like you and I are living right now, in fact, I'm pretty confident there is, have never been a time like this where the United States in 10 months' time went from the pinnacle of power, success, freedom, to the case of crippling fear, debilitating confusion, the loss of liberty and freedom in such short time. It's as though we were invaded by a foreign army. We have surrendered. We have given up. At the first hint or smell of battle, we folded. We failed to discern the times and the seasons in which we live and which our nation was gasping for air. And America, as we know it, is no more. But Bible teaching, prophecy, America must go away. Did you know that? America cannot stand as we've known it. America's at this moment leaderless. National policy has been exchanged for socialism. Human rights, number one prevailing argument now, the gay agenda. The Constitution is now being declared a living document. You know, when there's a living document, you can change it. That's what that means. God bless America. We better not say that anymore, because I'm going to ask you back, what God are you talking about? I want to show you something. The video guys on the screen, I believe it is.
We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma, and God known by many names, by many different faiths.
It's hard to hear.
A man and a woman.
Wait, let's rewind it. I'm going to rewind that. I want you to hear how this...
In the name of the monotheistic God,
okay,
Brahma...
Can you stop? In the name of the monotheistic God. Listen, first of all, you worship the monotheistic God, but with a capital G. You and I worship one God. I don't know if you caught this or not. If he's talking about the monotheistic God, there's only one. His name is Yah or Yahweh. This guy just took the name of God and committed one of the most high-handed, treasonous acts against the God of heaven. Listen, rewind it again, you guys, and listen carefully. You're going to hear him call the God of the Bible Brahma. I'll explain Brahma.
We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma, and God known by many names, by many different faiths. A man and a woman.
The God known by many different faiths. That's not true. That's not true. Listen, Brahma is the creator of Hinduism. This guy, nobody's checking this. This is the man. I had the high honor of standing right where he's at one day. I got to open up Congress just like he did one time. I was terrified. I was terrified about fumbling God's name, fumbling. I was terrified. He stands there and he says an absolute theological impossibility. Hinduism is not monotheistic. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Did the pastor at Calvary Chapel say that guy doesn't know what he's talking about? Read my lips. That guy does not know what he's talking about. Brahma is not Jehovah. Brahma is not Yahweh of the Bible. It's at the name of Jesus, the Bible says, that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You say, what's your point? My point is all eyes off America, because America has jettisoned God for decades. And God has left the building. He's finally left. He's out. He's gone. Ichabod is written across it. When our government now says, in God we trust, you don't know who they're talking about. And I'm not making any of this up. It's absolutely amazing to me.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
This is Brahma. This is the current God that apparently will be presiding over and protecting America for the next 4 years, I guess, huh? This is it. That's it. It's so unable to do what you need it to do that you've got to bring flowers and put it in its hands. You've got to maintain it and take care of it. It's got to be crafted with multi faces to convince you that somehow this thing sees all, when the God of the Bible is omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent, and spirit. If you think that I'm being harsh right now, where all eyes off America, then let me ask you this. Do our leaders today approve of the fact of me, you, us praying publicly in the name of Jesus? Do our current leaders today allow us to say, speak freely, preach, and teach the Bible without censorship? They are endorsing the new gods that manage social media worlds. There's a handful of men, four I think total, maybe five at the most, four for sure, who are basically running the world. And they have the power to shut down any leader around the world that says anything about them. Isn't it funny? I quit Twitter, and that's fine. I was going to get thrown off eventually anyway, but I quit Twitter. So no word from Twitter on that. I just quit Twitter, and I didn't expect to hear a word back. But someone has recreated me, and they're ripping off thousands of people all over the globe being me. I'm saying all kinds of things. You can't tell it's not me. So when we raise the issue to Twitter, Twitter says, we don't edit parody. We've concluded that them mimicking you, Jack, is parody, and we're not going to remove it. You can't believe anything on social media. People are saying, I can't believe you said this. And I have no way of commenting back. And this guy is me. This guy took my photos. He's took the followers, and he's talking to them. And Twitter says, that's just fine with us. They can govern the world when they control communication. America, all eyes off America. The fact of the matter is, we have lost our position. Psalm chapter 2, verse 4. Sorry, I'm going to give you this psalm. Made me feel better at the time. Makes me feel better even now. Psalm chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. God laughs. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. God's not happy. That's why judgment's coming. I believe America's in a state of judgment now. Everything about it smells judgment. National judgment, not you. National judgment, which God owes the nations, and he owes to America. Persecution is coming. It's already started. We will preach the gospel. We will stand. But we live in an age of persecution. But always persecution backfires because salvation sweeps cities, counties, states, and nations when this takes place. Next slide, you guys. U.S. decline of Christianity continues at rapid pace is the headlines there. A Pew Forum analysis shows you. By the way, I'd love for you to Google this. This was October 17th, 2019. If you Googled that for your own, this page is huge with Pew Research data as to what's going on. But the beautiful thing about it is you can turn that whole page upside down regarding us. Flip the numbers. Where the Word of God is being taught and not apologized for. When people have the opportunity to be adults and live their life with the fear of God rather than the fear of government, a church explodes. So that data doesn't apply to us. You want to know why? There's a revival taking place here. You're going to leave in a moment and a whole new church is going to come to second service. The place will be packed out. And then they're going to leave and a whole new church is going to come to third service. And it's going to pack out. Why? Because God's on the move. Listen, you and I may not have America anymore, but we've got God. We've got Jesus Christ. I want to leave you with this, and I am ending. Just let this watch over you. Luke 12:35, Jesus says, let your waist be girded. It means get ready. And your lamps burning. And you yourselves be like men who wait for their master. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find them watching. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour that you do not expect. Isn't that awesome? Yes. Revelation 22, verse 7, Jesus said, behold, I'm coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Amen. Revelation 22, 12, Jesus said, and behold, I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to this or to his work. Revelation 22, 20, Jesus said, surely I am coming quickly. He's coming. Internationally, the missionary window is closing. It's almost shut, but God is opening up other doors. That also is an indicator that we are in such remarkable short days. These things must come, but know this. That text I got from that congressman, things that we're seeing in our nation and the new God that presides over America, If you believe in a living, true, eternal God, he doesn't sit idle. And no nation on earth has been as blessed as this nation. We owed him our thanks and praise and our obedience. We have failed him as a nation. And it's time now, as the prophet said, to reap the whirlwind. That doesn't have to be true for you personally. God judges the sins of nations. But if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, your sin was judged at the cross. See, when he comes back as the conquering king over the nations. You've already settled your issue with him because you received him first as Savior. Today, I want to ask you spiritually as we end. In fact, you can stand. I want to ask you this in a spiritual sense. If today you could be seen in the spirit realm, when angels look at you, what do they see? Do they see you personally marked by the salvation of God? As it were in the crowd, does an angel or angels or demons or devils looking down, do they see you marked with the protective seal of God's salvation in Christ Jesus? Yes. If some of you are not sure, you need to change that now. This word will never fail. You need to make sure that your life is right with God, because our dear friends, you've heard it 1,000 times here. The answer is not in the state house or in the White House. The answer is in God's house. And you need to hear this answer that's in God's house. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. He died on the cross for your sins personally. He rose again from the dead to justify you because he loves you. Yes. And he loves you even if you don't love him. He still loves you. But don't let the clock run out on that kind of twisted relationship. Don't let it run out. Love him. Return such love by surrendering your life to him. Father, we thank you for your truth. We pray, Lord God. I'll say it publicly. With all that's going on, I thank you that I've had the opportunity to proclaim your truth at this first service. I have no promise of second or third. We have no promise of next week. We go, Lord, day by day, looking to you to grant us favor. Lord, may we leave this building today rooted in truth. Not emotion, rooted in what God says, not Jack or some man. Rooted in the everlasting Word of God, our sure foundation. And we pray in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called What We Know For Sure, Part 1. Thanks for joining us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called Futures. It's a series on prophetic scriptures from the Bible and what they mean for us today. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. Are you searching for answers these days in a world where truth is hard to find? Well, my friend, as you heard in our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to learn more about what that means to you personally, just go to our website, jackhibbs.com, and then click on that tab there that's labeled Know God. And there you'll be guided through what committing to Jesus Christ really means and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. That's the Know God tab at our website, jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com.
Listen, you guys, it's very important that as we continue on in the Futures series, that you know what it is that you claim to believe. That's why we're doing this. And so we would love for you, and I want to encourage you, to keep studying with us. Stay tuned, as they say. And if you want to find out more, go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com, and stay in touch.
Haven't we all felt the sting of guilt when it comes to pursuing God at a deeper level? We really want to, but we're not sure how to do it while living under the pressure of life. It's why The Pursuit of God by the late author and pastor A.W. Tozer is our current featured resource. Tozer will show you how to quiet your life in God's presence, offering you hope and a new outlook on life.
The Pursuit of God is available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com.
You know, Jack Hibbs truly believes that we are living in some of the most exciting days in history. which brings some great opportunities to share with the world a powerful, no-nonsense presentation of the gospel to this generation who, by the way, are really searching for answers and for truth. Will you stand with us in sharing this message in real and practical ways? We ask that you commit to support Real Life and the teachings of Jack Hibbs with a gift of your choosing. Simply go to jackhibbs.com. There you'll find instructions on how to give a one-time gift or a recurring gift. If you'd prefer to call, here's that phone number, 877-777-2346. One more time, 877-777-2346. Your gift will be faithfully put to work because it's our desire that through Jesus Christ, you will know real life. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.